I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A shaky coalition government in Zimbabwe could jeopardize its recovery. Aid is pending political and economic reforms, but some things can't wait. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says they're taking a team of 10 in later this month to distribute food, medicine, water filters, a medical clinic, and most importantly, the gospel. They're also laying the groundwork for more ministry. Details can be found at our website. And in the slums of Nairobi, sickness and poverty prevail. Some 7-year-old girls have been known to become prostitutes so they have money to eat. The main atmosphere is one of hopelessness. But the Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports that Christians are changing lives in these areas. Some people gather to pray and share testimonies. One pastor challenges believers to reject the slum's temptation of despair and hopelessness. Pray that the gospel reaches these slum dwellers. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org, or you can search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.